And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is my cast number from Orlando, Florida, on this awesome international podcast, Good Wine and Great Laughs, Season 8, Episode 16. And today's topic is a Tallahassee cop planted evidence, but the driver was the only one found guilty. You know shortly what type of wine I am drinking, so ladies and gents, let's get this party started. Let's go! And ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Bart Castanova from Orlando, Florida, on this awesome international podcast, Good Wine and Great Laughs, Season 8, Episode 16. And once again, the topic is a Tallahassee cop planted evidence, but the driver was the only one found guilty. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize to all my listeners because, like you guys know, my episode come every Saturday, but I know this past Saturday on the train, if you were waiting for my podcast episode to come out, but unfortunately I was not able to record it and take care of some stuff related to the podcast due to my very busy schedule in the previous week. As well, my landlord was here doing some renovations, floor renovation in my kitchen. And also, beside that, there's some people on the ground doing some ground work. There was a lot of noise going on right here at Casa Casanova. So I apologize to you that were waiting for my episode, but I'm here today. You know, but once again, you deserve my apology. Once again, I hope if that's not going, I'll do my best to make sure that every Saturday, like it has been done for over 3 years, come every Saturday at 10 o'clock, but unfortunately, there are certain things that we don't have control in life, and that was one of the things that happened. So once again, please accept my apology, ladies and gents. But before I jump on today's topic, I'm going to talk about the wine of the day here at Casa Casanova. And ladies and gents, I found another awesome, I guess, I'm assuming that is an awesome wine because this wine is from Chile and also is from the same region of one of my favorite brands from Chile. It's a brand that I told you many times. It's called Papi that I got. And so this is a Malbec from another brand, same region, the Central Valley in Chile. And the brand is called Casa de Amaro. And you can see the picture on my YouTube channel. You're going to see a nice image of the bottle on my social medias, like you guys already know. And if you're new to my podcast, every Saturday I posted as well a picture of the wine bottle on my LinkedIn, my Instagram, as well my Facebook podcast page. So a clear picture for you. So if you like my review and like what I say about the wine and like to find out and try to get this wine, the picture is available for you to download, you know, make a screenshot and whatever, and take to a local wine store to see if you found it. And if you drink any of the wine that I recommend, that I review, ladies and gents, please do my favor, go to my YouTube channel and make a comment or under animal or my Instagram or whatever, my social media. If you see the picture, you try that wine, just make a comment, let me know what you think. All right, so once again, this wine is a Malbec, it's a vintage, a Malbec Reserve. It's a vintage of 2022, and according to the label in the back, it states that yellow with gold reflection. Its aromatic profile recalls tropical fruits, such as pineapple, banana, and fine notes of honey. Presents a medium structure, gold intensity, and elegant finish. Alcohol percent per volume is 13%, ladies and gentlemen. So let's see what this wine is all about. smell like a Malbec. No, nothing different for me as far as the note is concerned. That's a high level of tannins, I would consider. I can feel the at the end of the palate, the dryness of my tongue. But like I say, I was talking about poppy. Compare the poppy Malbec and the Casa di Amaro, I'll give a 10 for the poppy and I'll give a 8 for Casa di Amaro. Both good wines, and I recommend both. So if you have the option to select to see both in the store, my advice, my recommendation to you, go the poppy or buy both. Now get both and you can make your choice to see what you like. My personal preference and opinion is poppy, I give a 10, and Casa di Amaro, I give a 8 on my personal review of this wine. So, but this wine make the cut to be in my wine collection, ladies and gentlemen. So, let's jump right on the topic, ladies. I'm not going to talk too much about it right now. I will let you, Dr. Rashad Ritchie, present the case and the situation to you. And at the end, I come back with my true sense about the whole situation. Let me pause the background music right here. And let's go there right now.
Well, there was a guy who had evidence planted on him after a DUI stop. Well, that person has been found guilty, believe it or not. Let me remind you of the video. Here it is.
Meet Calvin Riley. He's being stopped by the Tallahassee Police Department on South Monroe.
I'm Officer Oliver with Tallahassee Police Department.
She'll plant evidence of an empty liquor bottle in Riley's car before arresting him for an alleged DUI. Riley's license is suspended, and officers decide to arrest Riley on a first offense for his suspended license.
Would you be willing to do some voluntary field sobriety exercises?
Not really.
Okay. Here, go ahead and step out of the vehicle for us.
They didn't tell him the consequences of refusing that voluntary test.
Go ahead and face the corner of the car for us. Your license is...
After detaining Riley, they ask him if he smoked any marijuana.
Mr. Riley, I had a quick question for you.
No problem.
So I smelled marijuana in your vehicle. Did you recently smoke?
Once he's arrested for driving with a suspended license, they can search his car. Officer Oliver leaves the car, does a 360, and then goes back in the car, retrieving a sealed liquor bottle and pours it out. That was the sound of the seal on the liquor bottle breaking. Here's another angle. While Officer Muth questions Riley about marijuana again...
Did somebody else smoke in your car earlier?
Oliver tosses the empty bottle into the passenger seat. They don't find any marijuana in the car.
Here's what happened next.
Here's Officer Oliver implying to Officer Muth that the empty bottle was likely what was in a cup in Riley's center console.
Cover where like the knee would sit, there's an opening and he had it like tucked.
Okay.
And then the whatever he had in his cup also stuck.
Then Officer Muth tells a senior officer that they found open alcohol in the car, in both a bottle and a cup.
Did y'all search the car?
Yeah.
Okay, nothing in there?
No. Well, okay, so... He had a bunch of alcohol stash in there, but...
Nothing open or anything?
Yeah, open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, in his, like, turvis in the center console, he had a mixed drink, and then under his knee, he had little bottle of vodka tucked away.
When officers group to discuss the case, they all ask each other if their body cameras are off.
Still alive. Do you have any evidence of that?
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The video ends at this point.
Despite the evidence that you just saw, this man was still found guilty of the crime with millions watching. and many people benefiting from this program called Indisputable. We just need 1% of the viewers to become a paid member so we can continue to bring this content to you. Now back to the show. All right, let's put them up full mass. Calvin Riley received a guilty verdict in his DUI trial. Jurors found him guilty Monday afternoon after deliberating for less than an hour. The judge sentenced Mr. Riley to 10 days in jail and 6 months probation. During a pretrial hearing, Officer Kirsten Oliver has been deposed twice in this one case. In her second deposition, public defenders handed her a copy of the TPD police number 42. However, she was unable to locate any section that prohibited impounding liquids. Oliver states, I don't remember at least 16 times during her deposition. The public defender's office debated in a series of pretrial motions that testimony and body camera evidence of the liquor bottle not be admitted as evidence in the trial. The state attorney's office objected, quote, Officer Oliver had no ill intent behind this, had no reason to believe that it would exonerate the defendant, said Assistant State Attorney Emma Hershey. Now, let's say this very clearly. Every state has a law as it pertains to open containers. If the container, the alcohol, still has the seal, there is no statutory violation. However, if the seal has been broken, now there's a statutory violation. Literally, the officer is the one on camera breaking the law.
Exactly.
Just think about it in context. Take away the blue uniform. The officer is the one in possession in public with an open container. The officer is the one who places said open container inside of a vehicle. Those are your statutory violations. There's more. Officer Margaret Muth, who helped Officer Kirsten Oliver with the DUI arrest, in her arrest report, Muth wrote that, quote, a search of Riley's vehicle yielded a small, approximately 5 fluid ounces bottle of vodka that was opened in a pocket on the driver's seat cover. During her testimony Monday, Muth said she did not know Oliver had opened the bottle. Quote, we found it in the evidence. We found it in the vehicle. So I listed it in my report because I did not want it to look like I was hiding anything, the officer said. The officer noted that Riley was already in handcuffs by the time Officer Oliver poured out the liquor bottle. Officers testified that Riley was driving with his headlights off at night, was swerving and acting aggressive. Body camera footage played in court showed Riley yelling at the officers and refusing to take a sobriety test. The second witness was TPD Sergeant Brian Smith. He was called to the scene later to help officers Oliver and Muth transport Riley from one patrol car to another. Oliver is one of the newest hires in the department as a result of the TPD Chief Lawrence Rebel's aggressive hiring practices. After the video gained thousands of views and reactions last week, TPD released a statement denying allegations of any misconduct. Department officials declined to release the full footage until after the trial. Put them up. WCTV reached out to the state attorney's office for comment on Monday. State Attorney Jack Campbell responded with this statement. Quote, we greatly appreciate the hard work of the jury and of our prosecution team. We also want to thank the Tallahassee Police Department and his young officer for doing her job despite this unwarranted attack. Unwarranted, you say. Far too many members of our community have lost their lives due to drunk driving, and a jury of his peers found that he was driving while impaired that night. She made Tallahassee safer by stopping him. The media campaign was done by a professional political operative who has no obligation to make our community safe or even tell the truth, he says. His attempt to politically assassinate an officer's credibility on the internet is unconscionable. Fortunately, despite the attempts to tamper with a jury that had already been selected, they saw the truth. I hope our community will continue to trust the public servants who serve us each day rather than the cowards who never enter the arena and just criticize those who do. Put up the AG again. Attorney General, you have now cited that a citizen engaged in jury tampering. That is a legal term of art. You have accused a citizen of a crime. Are you convening a grand jury in order to indict said citizen for interfering or tampering with a jury? If not, I recommend this individual sue the hell out of you quickly for defamation, slander, libel. You're careless, AG. You know good and damn well what that officer did was completely outside of protocol. And then the fact that the report, the police report, indicated that the bottle was found in that manner without providing context as to the fact that the partner officer did it. So if this was all about being on the up and up and not hiding anything, why hide that part of the police report? Unwarranted, my ass. All right. You know, here's the thing, Sharon. Maybe the guy was impaired that night. Maybe he has a drinking problem. That is possible. But there's a fact here that we know. And the fact is, the officer planted evidence, period. All right, what say you?
Here's what I say. The system is working exactly as it's designed against black people. Note to black people in Tallahassee, you got to get out of the state. Got to get out of the city, the state. FAMU students, stay on campus. You are in danger. There is a threshold, Doc, to due process. And any uniform officer who behaves unlawfully and or sloppily, didn't know the law, lied on the body cam, I believe is still lying today. I can't look at anything else. Who's inebriated? Who's driving under? I can't trust you. I got to throw you out of there. And I'll make one other point. The fix is in because, of course, as you know, prosecutors and police, they work together. And in this case, perhaps also with members of the public who don't share the world view of a black man, they're working in concert.
Yeah, definitely working in concert. This is a conspiracy, in my opinion. All right, we will bring you updates if there's an update that comes. Well, you know.
Well, 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 and here we go again, ladies and gents. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, okay, first of all, let me clarify one thing, all right? If Mr. Kevin Riley was driving with a suspended license, he should be charged or that particular crime, all right? That's number one. So I'm not saying that I'm trying to cover for Mr. Riley. His guilt of that particular crime of driving with a suspended license, get his black ass on that charge. Fine, I have no problem with that. And I don't think Mr. Riley, he may be mad, but if that's the case, it's fine. You drove, you know, whatever the consequences is, you should be accountable for that mistake or for your fault or for that error that you committed. That's number one, fine. But also does not excuse what the GA and the AG say that you now have the evidence that this Kirsten Oliver, this corrupt piece of crap police officer that lied many times on the position, she also should be held accountable. But like they say at the end, you know, the fix is in. Just like when Miss Albert ended up being killed in Georgia, now the former cop called who? Called the AG. For the fix, hey, don't look here, don't arrest no us. No, let's do this. Let's keep the dust brush under the table. You know what I'm saying? Sweep under the table this crime. And I told my YouTube channel, I don't have no hopes of the AG do the right thing and investigate that corrupt police officer and take her out of the force and throw her ass in jail. And also, I must reveal all the cases that involve minority that she put her hand on it. Because clear evidence that she the bottle of liquor was completely sealed. That's evidence that she broke that just to incriminate even more Mr. Riley. Ladies and gentlemen, so that's the problem right there. And once again, I say that. That's why minorities do not trust the police. Because act like that. And many, many more. That the police are the ones, the police officers are the ones that commit the crime. And also, I wish to put in the spotlight the chief of police. Because if you saw the evidence and did not call them out, you are part of the problem. Tallahassee police officer and the AG is another piece of crap too that was so responsible and they need to be out of their job. Because all this is a cover up. How can we trust the police department that's supposed to protect and serve the community while you, the people in charge, are led these crimes of corrupt police officers to go like nothing happened? So I would call, put on the spotlight, the chief of police, the AG, the mayor. Don't worry about the sentence because the sentence is another piece of crap right here. So yes, welcome to Florida, ladies and gents. Welcome to Florida. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. Simply ridiculous. You know, and I say this all the time. You never, ever is going to, forget about what I say because I bring this all the time. Karma is a bitch. That's the law of physics, ladies and gents. For every action, there is a reaction. So right now, Mr. Riley is the one that has been 10 days in jail. You know, so probably he must be out of jail right now. You know, or close to it. Because I don't know when he went to jail right away. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gents? But all these police, Kristen Oliver, your time is up, honey. The AG and the police, chief of police, you may get away for a week. You may get away now for 6 months, a couple years. But one thing is certain. All the wrongdoings that you guys are doing is going to come later on life to bite you in your ass. Don't ever forget about that. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gents? So, and after that, you have to, once you go to the upper room, ladies and gents, you're going to give account of all the weak ways, the way you walk on this earth. That's a show. Yes. I wish you, if you never heard of it, that's a show called American Gods. That is a very, very good show. Unfortunately, I don't know. I believe it was on Showtime. I think it was Showtime or Stars. They have 2 seasons. I don't think they come to the 3rd one or the 4th one. But on season 1, if you never saw it, I'm just going to give a little snip on what happened there. This lady that died, you know, and someone came. That's another specific name for the character, but I'll call him the Angel of Death. That she came and saw her and was escorting her to the upper room. No, to the other side, you know. And her heart, he pulled the heart out. They got to the same area and he pulled her heart out of her chest and put on the scale and put a feather on that scale to see if it balanced. That means the way she lived her life on this earth is going to determine if their heart is heavy or if their heart is light as a feather. That means going to determine how you're going to spend your eternity. Where are you going? You know what I'm saying? So that's just my 2 cents, ladies and gentlemen, because I live my life every day knowing that one day my time is going to be up on this earth. And I tell this to my kids, you know, to let them understand because you're here on this earth. It's just a passage. You're just passing through, ladies and gents. You're not going to stay here. Some people stay here for a very, very short period of time. Some people stay here for quite a long time, but it is not a long time comparing to eternity, ladies and gents. So that's why every day that now I go to sleep and I woke up is a last time that I have on this earth. So that's how I live my life. And I try to be the best human being that I can be. Never try to be perfect, because I'll never be. But I'm trying to do the right thing. And one thing that I can't stand is injustice and mistreatment of the poor, the disabled, and the less unfortunate. That's three things I cannot stand, ladies and gentlemen. So this right here, this injustice right here, it really, really crawled my skin. You know, but the Almighty is watching everything. That's all I am going to say on this topic. So what is for them, they gonna get it. That's all I'm going to say. And ladies and gents, on that note, I'd like to thank all of you people that listen to this awesome international podcast. Please keep sharing with all your family and friends. Good Wine and Good Luck podcast is coming all the way from the bottle, moving straight to the top, aiming to be the number one spot. So please feel free to visit my YouTube channel, leave your comments, subscribe, click on the like button as well for the every notification. Once again, this is a boy Casanova. Please be safe, be kind, and be blessed. And I will see you this coming Saturday. Holla! Oh, just a little correction. On my YouTube channel, I made a mistake. I was just like, my mind was going too fast. And when I opened my opening discussion about, you know, I say Tallahassee copy, but I really mistake. I apologize in advance for my mispronunciation of the word cop. So don't crucify me for that. I apologize. You all make mistakes. I'll see you this Saturday. Holla! Pushing my back like a push out on the block. Holding my ground, sucker rappers get loose. Coming from the bottom, moving straight to the top. Coming with the pull up for the number one spot. Pushing my back like a push out on the block. Holding my ground, sucker rappers.